I see her typing on a computer keyboard. He stands behind, staring at the screen. I can think of no reason to explain why I might knock on their door, so I walk back to the pub. The Voyager, an unusual name. On one side of the pub sign is a picture of an old-fashioned sailing ship, on the other, a spaceship. The landlord is back behind the bar.
What do you have? He asks through gritted teeth.
An orange juice. He finds a bottle of warm, pasteurized stuff, prizes the top off and tips it into a glass. It's disgusting. The place is still empty. He busies himself wiping down the tables, lifting the condiments and sauce sachets.
Do you have many diners?
We don't do too badly, he replies.
Home-cooked fare, is it?
Chef makes most of the dishes. It wouldn't kill you to try one.
Are the concerts starting soon?
I knock back the rest of the orange muck.
Thanks, I say.
He mutters something, and I head for the door. The cellist and pianist are mediocre, the former sawing away, the latter bouncing up and down on the stool like a child at a party. During their pedestrian rendering of